Good morning. Steady rain moved into interior New York and New England overnight, and it continues this morning. Most everyone above freezing, but still a cold rain with temperatures mainly in the mid-30s. And there are a few spots, primarily in some of the hollows and mountain valleys, that are closer to 32. And we could have a few slick spots early this morning, so take that into consideration as you head out the front door. Either way, it looks like rain will persist through the morning and into the early afternoon as a wave of low pressure pivots through the eastern Great Lakes and into southern Ontario. Eventually, the steadiest rain will wind down after lunchtime. Skies will remain cloudy this afternoon with only a few spotty showers, and this will allow temperatures to reach into the mid-40s as a warm front passes through from the south and west. Tonight will remain cloudy with that front making progress to the north. Areas of fog will develop and it'll be milder with temperatures only dropping back into the upper 30s and lower 40s. Another wave of low pressure will approach during the day tomorrow, but in the milder air, we'll see temperatures push through the 40s and into the 50s. Scattered showers in the morning will be replaced by a steadier rain, perhaps even some bursts of rain or a rumble of thunder in the mid and lower Hudson Valley in southern New England during the afternoon. Behind this system, we'll start a drying trend into the day on Wednesday, and we'll go back to mostly sunny skies. The wind will flip around to the northwest, and while it will not be as mild as Tuesday, Wednesday afternoon's highs will still make it into the upper 40s to around 50. High pressure building in on Wednesday will dominate the weather on Thursday. With that high overhead, we'll have mostly sunny skies and highs, again, around 50 degrees. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a storm system heading in our direction for the end of the week. Right now, it looks like Friday will start out dry, but by the end of the day, that system will approach with another chance of rain. The timing and track of this system will determine if we get all rain out of this or it begins as some mixed precipitation. Either way, it looks like it will start to dry things out for the weekend with temperatures near 50 on Saturday and Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms for parts of western Kentucky into western and middle Tennessee and northern Mississippi. Low-level moisture will return into the Mid-South and Ohio Valley today with a plume of upper 50s dew points near the Ohio River to the lower 60s in the Mississippi Delta. The increasing moisture coupled with daytime heating will result in moderate instability developing by mid-afternoon. Forcing for ascent will be provided by a mid-level area of energy in conjunction with the convergence along a front over eastern Arkansas northward to the Ohio-Mississippi River confluence, and this will likely serve as a focus for storm development during the afternoon. Deep layer shear of 35 to 50 knots is forecast to be strongest from Tennessee southward. Cellular clusters of supercells and organized multicells are forecast with large hail and damaging winds, the main threats, along with the possibility of a few tornadoes. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with freezing rain and fog, 30 degrees, with a southwest wind at 47 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, blowing snow and 2 below 0. In Albany on the hour, 9 miles visibility and light rain, 36 degrees, the dew point 32, 86% relative humidity, a south wind at 8, gusting to 17 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.12 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain mid-50s, Boston cloudy with rain and fog in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo cloudy with showers and highs in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 39 degrees, the low 25. The average temperature, 32, that's 7 degrees below normal. 0.02 inches of precipitation yesterday, no snowfall. 58.8 inches for the season, which is 1.9 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 49 degrees. The average low, 30. The record high, 78, set in 1998, and the record low, 11, in 1975. Sunrise this morning, 6:46 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:16 p.m. 12 hours and 30 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Pockets of freezing rain this morning, then rain, tapering off to a few showers later today, and highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy with areas of fog tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain tapering off to showers later on today with highs around 50. Cloudy with areas of fog tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, pockets of freezing rain this morning, then plain rain, tapering off to a few showers today, and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Cloudy with areas of fog tonight in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, pockets of freezing rain this morning, then rain, tapering off to a few showers this afternoon, and highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy with areas of fog tonight in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Just a few pockets of freezing rain this morning, then just plain rain, tapering off to a few showers later today, and highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy with areas of fog tonight, with lows around 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, showers in the morning, a steadier afternoon rain in the mid-50s, mostly sunny and breezy Wednesday, upper 40s, mostly sunny near 50 on Thursday, a chance of rain, perhaps a mixed precipitation Friday in the mid-40s, increasing sunshine upper 40s Saturday, and a mix of sun and clouds around 50 degrees on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.